If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. As we greet you today on this first Sunday of September 1974, we do so with a great deal of joy. We have just closed a tremendous month in the month of August. You'll be glad to know that our Sunday school averaged 464 during the days of August, with a June, July, August average of 413 per Sunday. This is far greater than our Sunday school has ever averaged in any summer in the 20-year history of Worth Baptist Church. So we're rejoicing because of the good things God has done for us. Furthermore, you'll be glad to know that we had 60 additions to the church during the summer months. We began the summer praying that God would give us a great revival, and God did just that. In fact, it's been the most amazing thing that we've ever witnessed in our church's history. God has been so good and so gracious to us during the days of the summer that we're looking forward to, anticipating, and praying for a tremendous festival of faith during the days of the fall. Let me encourage you to begin to pray today that the fall season, not only here at Worth Baptist Church, but all over the nation and around the world, will bring spiritual revolution, spiritual renewal, and spiritual revival to America. I believe that America's strength lies in her faith. Our faith in God is one of the things that has made us the greatest nation on earth. I love America, and I appreciate the fact that we have the freedom of and liberty of worship and of serving God according to the dictates of our own heart. America is the greatest nation on earth, and I believe we ought to love our nation. I believe we ought to pray for our governmental officials. I believe we ought to pray for revival in our land. So let me encourage you, as the fall season gets underway, be much in prayer that the blessings of God would rest upon us and rest upon our nation and upon our people in all phases of national and local life. If America ever needed to turn to God, and if America ever needed revival, we believe today is the day. Let me encourage you, if you are not attending Sunday school and church anywhere, to come today to the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. We begin at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family and for every age and grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word of God. We do not believe that we could improve upon this textbook, the Scripture, the Word of God. So if you're looking for a Sunday school that teaches the Word of God, we invite you to come to Worth Baptist Sunday School. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11 o'clock and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Our midweek services on Wednesday at 7:30. Worth Baptist Church is in the business of evangelizing around the world. We're helping to support more than 60 missionary families in various parts of the world today. We believe that God's commission is to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And we are doing that by maintaining a very strong program at home and by reaching into some 20 foreign countries with the gospel. If you do not have a church home, if you're looking for a place today where you can worship God in a friendly and in a spiritual atmosphere, we invite you to come and worship the Lord with us here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Recently, we have purchased 14 acres of ground adjoining the Fort Worth State School just off Loop 820 at Campus Drive. And we're looking forward to building on that site in the near future. But in the meantime, right here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you to come and share the good things of the Lord with us. Perhaps you're listening today for the very first time to Worth Baptist Hour. We'd be happy to hear from you this week. We would like for you to write us and let us know that this broadcast reaches you and is a blessing to your heart. Week after week, folks are telling us how much they enjoy the broadcast. Why not take just a moment and drop a line to us and give us that encouragement? Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. It would be our joy to hear from you during these days. Remember, as we begin the fall season, we're looking forward to wonderful things here at Worth Baptist Church. Our promotion day is 1 week from today on Sunday, September the 8th. And then our Golden Victory Enlargement Program begins on September the 15th. Our assistant pastor, Brother Rady Board, is leading this, and we're looking forward to a wonderful time as we win many souls to Christ during the Festival of Faith in the days of the fall season. Be much in prayer for us, and again, we invite you to come and share these blessings with us at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. May the Lord bless you as you plan to come today to visit with us in any or all the services of Worth Baptist Church. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Because He Lives. I'm going to read from the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, at verse 18. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today for this wonderful beginning of a new month and a new season. We thank Thee that Thou hast given us the opportunity to broadcast the gospel, to voice the truth, to tell men the good tidings of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray today that as the broadcast reaches into many homes and hearts, wherever the listeners are, whatever their needs are today, those who are undergoing severe trials and burdens and problems, those who have sorrows and tragedies and losses in their lives, those who have sicknesses and afflictions, those, Heavenly Father, who are shut in, those in the rest homes and hospitals, the strangers in our city, those who are listening today for the very first time, or perhaps those who've heard every broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour, whoever they are and wherever they are and whatever their needs are today, it is our prayer that the Holy Spirit would use this message to strengthen their hearts and to bring men to Christ because He lives. In His name we ask it, and for His sake we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now in the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, verse 18, Jesus is speaking, and this is what He has to say. I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death. Jesus Christ is the central character not only of the book of the Revelation, but of the entire Bible. All the books of the Bible, all 66 of them, point to Him. They contain many wonderful things about the Savior. The Old Testament tells us that Jesus Christ is on His way. The New Testament tells us that Jesus Christ has come. In this last book of the Bible, from the Isle of Patmos, John the beloved apostle received the unveiling or the revelation of the majestic glory of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ says, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. My message is entitled, Because He Lives. And I would say first of all today, because He lives, the universe is kept in order. Our earth, our planet, is a minute part of a vast universal system. We are told that we're a part of the galaxy known as the Milky Way. And in the Milky Way there are billions of stars. And incidentally, the Milky Way is only one of many galaxies in our universal system. No wonder the psalmist wrote, When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Our God is a great God. He's ruling in the universe today. God is ruling in the affairs of nations today. Nothing goes beyond his control. Nothing is outside his measure of grace. God is still on the throne. He will take care of his own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on his throne. We read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, at verse 3, He upholdeth all things by the word of his power. Now that's a significant statement. In fact, it has a far greater meaning than perhaps you realize. Jesus Christ is by his power, this moment, upholding all things. In fact, if he were to take his hand off your life for a second, there would be a tremendous explosion, and all the atoms of your body and all the atoms of the universe would fly apart without his keeping power. Do you realize that when you step from one room to another, or from the outside of a building to the inside, that 14 pounds of atmospheric pressure are pushing against every square inch of your body? And you step onto a slab that's going approximately 1,200 miles per hour around the sun. And you do it while you're standing on a round planet with your head out in space. Beloved, when we realize these things, we know that God is upholding all things by the word of his power. A few years ago, there was a song made popular. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got you and me, brother, in his hand. He has the tiny little baby in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. And that's the truth. God has all of this great universal system under his control and in his power, and he upholdeth all things, and that includes you, your life, your activity, your existence, your movement. Paul said, in him we live and move and have our being. Is it not an amazing thing when we realize that God is controlling all of these things? And then some dingbat comes along and says, there is no God. And then some harebrained theologian comes along to say, well, there was a God, but God is dead. If that be the case, I want to know this. Where was his funeral held? When was it held? Who conducted it? Why didn't they contact me? I'm next of kin. Beloved, God is not dead. For if God were dead, no tongue could tell it. God is dead, the theologians say. But I know he's not. I talked with him today. Dead, never to live again, they claim, but alive to save through his Son's dear name. Alive, alive, let it be said, God will be living when the theologians are dead. I read the story about a man who challenged God to a hand-to-hand duel, a combat. He even drew his sword and blasphemed God, and challenged and dared God to enter hand-to-hand combat with him. And while he was speaking, a little gnat flew by, lodged in his windpipe, and the fool choked to death. I repeat, because God lives, the universe is kept in order, and no man can defy the God of the universe and get by with it. In the second place, because he lives, we can dream the impossible dream. Do you believe the possibility of the impossible? The longer I live, the more I believe in the impossible. By the way, did you know that it is impossible, scientifically, it is impossible for a bumblebee to fly? According to the laws of aerodynamics, the bumblebee's wings are far too small for the weight of his body. Therefore, scientifically, it has been proven that it's impossible for the bumblebee to fly. But the bumblebee, having never gone to school, and not being familiar with the laws of aerodynamics and all the scientific formula, goes on flying just the same. Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. And I believe that today, and I'm willing to claim God's promise that he can do far above anything that we could ask or think. Have you thought about the human brain lately? The brain of man contains some 11 million cells, and the psychologists tell us that we use only about 10% of our innate ability, which means that 90% of man's brain is still asleep. My beloved, if we wake up that 90% of our brain and then add to it the dynamic of Christ, it will amaze you what we can do for God. Once you realize that Jesus Christ is alive and that He is living in you as a born-again child of God, then you can say, all things are indeed possible with Him. There's one word that you ought to take out of your vocabulary, and that's the word impossible. Oh, I know that days come and the hour is upon us at times when we feel that we can't get done everything that we must do. And we feel like the tasks of life have become impossible. But beloved, when we stop to pray to the God of the impossible, we know immediately that all things are possible. You see, God can infuse your life with divine strength. God can enable you to do far above anything that you could ever imagine that you could do. You can get so excited with the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, and you can be so dynamic with Christ living in you that you can do far above the measure that you thought human strength could do. I repeat, one word you should take out of your vocabulary, and that's the word impossible. There are four words that you ought to have in your heart and mind every day, and those words are these. It can be done. Now, my friend, if you begin every day by God's help through prayer with those four words, it can be done, it will amaze you what you can do for Christ. If you will get that negative thinking out of your mind and out of your heart and begin to say, Lord, I believe it can be done. Lord, I believe you can do it. Lord, I believe you can do it through me. Lord, I believe you can do it now. I'm convinced today that if you will begin each day with that philosophy and with that faith in God, believing that nothing is too hard for Him, you can accomplish what you set out to do for Christ. Just simply say, Lord, I believe, and say, it can be done. There's a chorus we sing, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. The Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. You see, our strength is in Christ, not in ourselves. We can do nothing. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. We know today that in our own strength, in our own intelligence, by our own power, we can do nothing. But we are able to say with Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Let me ask you three questions, heart to heart. First, is Christ nothing to you? Second, is Christ something to you? And third, is Christ everything to you? Now there's the rub. If Jesus Christ is everything to you, then nothing is impossible. You can say with Paul and mean it and believe it and be persuaded of it, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I repeat, because He lives, you can dream the impossible dream. And not only can you dream it, but you can see it fulfilled. In the third place, I would say to you today, because He lives, everything is going to be all right. I read of the faith of the colored man who once said, I know my master's not going to let anything happen to me that the two of us together can't handle. And my friend, I believe that today. Do you believe it? Do you believe God is able to help you handle any problem or difficulty in your life? Do you really believe the possibility of the impossible? Do you believe that you, through Christ, can do all things in His strength and in His power? If you do not believe that, my friend, you're defeated today. But once that faith grips your soul, for you to come to the realization that God is alive, that Jesus Christ is living in you, and that the dynamic of Christ can enable you to see the possibility of the impossible. Until you come to that point, my friend, your life is a defeated life. But once you say, Lord, I believe, then your life can be victorious. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. Because He lives, we shall live forever. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And in the latter day, His feet shall stand upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Jesus said on one occasion, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you really believe that, my friend? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? Perhaps you've tried everything else, education and philosophy and money and wine and wealth and all of these things. But have you given God a chance? Have you exercised faith in God's Word? Do you believe what God says? Are you willing this moment, right now, to take God at His Word? Believe that He can save you? Believe that He can satisfy your heart. Believe He can secure you in this life and in the life to come. Right now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to just pause from whatever you're doing right now. And I want you to pray, Dear God, help me to believe. And right now, God will help you. And remember, if you believe what God says, you can dream the impossible dream. And everything will be all right in your life. Believe it now, and may God bless you as you do. As we close the broadcast, let me invite you once again to come today to the Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock, the Morning Worship Hour at 11, and our Sunday Evening Worship Service at 7 this evening. All of these services have been designed with your spiritual needs in mind. May the Lord bless you as you come and share the good things of God with us today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And so until next Lord's Day at this time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.